length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. John Kaiser remains, I guess I should say, in the studio with me right now. John is helped me wrap up the first hour of the show. And during that hour, for those of you who didn't listen to he said that he felt that the one thing that might be very, very beneficial for the resource stock market anyway, and possibly even the conventional stock market, is the fact that people really might start coming to the conclusion that, you know, the empire isn't dead yet, and maybe things are turning around, and maybe it's time to jump back into investing, certainly in the resource sector. John, if people come to that conclusion, and I've been of that mind for quite some time now, what should they be doing? I mean, there's an awful lot of chaff out there along with the wheat. What should people be doing in your mind?
Well, right now, American households have about $8.7 trillion parked in savings deposits, which are earning less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, you know, money in the bank. It's not making you a lot of money. Until the economy really starts growing, we will not have higher interest rates. So it's very difficult to grow your capital in this type of a scenario. Now, given the uncertainty about how quickly the global rebound will happen and what impact this will have on big corporations,
mm-hmm.
corporations which are still quite nicely priced and which have achieved good profitability by squeezing efficiencies out of their operations, efficiencies that they will no longer be able to do because there's no more people to lay off or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
In this type of scenario, it's really hard to put money into mutual funds and own the big equities. So I'm proposing a strategy where, depending on how much of your net worth you can afford to risk, you put, say, 5 or 10% of that net worth into extremely high-risk, high-reward securities in an area where you have some reasonable understanding of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in my area, it is the resource sector. So I would take that amount of money and spread it amongst 10 to 15 companies, a chunk of them in the advanced projects which have ounces or pounds in the ground whose feasibility is being demonstrated, and which, if I'm correct, and we get that inflection and we have this M&A wave, clean them all out, you can see 50 to 200% gains on these type of advanced equities. And the others I would put into these expiration type companies, and these are now trading below 20 cents, 10 cents. You can get incredible value on good expiration plays.
Mm-hmm.
You are at risk of them just not being able to raise more money. And of course, until you have that drill intersection, you're not going to get a higher stock price. But I do think when we get this shift where people start warming up to discovery expiration, then you will see the tide carrying all the serious boats higher. And if the whole thing goes into the garbage can, well, that 10% that you've got stuck in this high risk, high reward,
mm-hmm.
it goes down 90%. So you lose that. But on the other hand, in a scenario like that, the value that emerges becomes incredible. So then you just carve out another portion and you're able to reposition in this extreme high risk, high reward sector,
mm-hmm.
say several years from now when we will truly be ready to come out of this post-financial crisis mess.
You know, it's interesting. When I was in San Francisco just recently, and I know you were only there for a day because I think you were speaking in Switzerland or something the prior day, if I'm not mistaken, but I was down there, and we had an interesting evening on Saturday night, in the sense that we shot a really, really interesting video with Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff, Jeff Deist, and current chief of staff, but soon not to be, as Ron has, the congressman, I should say, has elected to not run for reelection. But having said that, we had a very, very interesting social dinner, where a lot of people who I consider to be really experts in the resource sector kind of pulled me aside and said, you know, we believe that 2013 is going to be an absolute boom year for the resource market. And You know, John, the philosophy that you're talking about and that you, the thoughts that you shared with our listeners during the past, during the previous segment, to me, are really starting to make sense for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're starting to make sense because the strongest emotion that anyone could possibly have, or maybe emotion is the wrong word, but the strongest drive that a human being has is the drive for survival. And I think a lot of people in today's economy, that drive for survival is starting to rear its head because people are agreeing with me that it's time to stop complaining. It's time to start doing something to protect yourself and your loved ones and certainly profit if there are any profits to be had. And I have to tell you, I hope that the scenario that you're talking about that I'm starting to agree with really, really comes to fruition. Now, we've got, in your estimation, roughly, I'll use the term 600 publicly traded companies that trade on the TSX Venture Exchange. Those companies that have less than $200,000 in working capital are simply going to dry up and blow away. And you're going to see possibly a real interesting M&A, universe going on. But, do you think people should stay away from those companies that have virtually no working capital, or do you think they should look at the whatever properties these companies have and assess the value of potential M&A activity down the road? What's your opinion?
Well, typically these companies that have less than $200,000 don't have an advanced project that's worthy of M&A activity.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically shells with deposits or projects that they've drilled and done something with but haven't really found anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're out of ideas. They have no story. There are diamonds in the rough, and a specialist like I who focuses on bottom fishing, we're going through this wasteland, and we're looking for these companies that actually have a project, a story, that that could come to life again, and that when we have that inflection, people will finance those ones. That's not what I recommend people do on their own. They can subscribe to a service such as mine and pick from my list of bottom fish, which profiles these types of companies. I would instead tell people to focus on the 400 companies that have advanced projects and the 500 that have more than $200,000 and have a flagship project that looks interesting that they could raise another $1 million for and do a drill program that produces a 100, 200 million, 500 million, billion dollar home run. The kind of gain that goes where you get 10, 20, 40 times upside type of a gain. That's where people should be looking for now. Forget the 600. They're on their own. They will only survive if we do get this big turnaround next year. And a point I want to make to what you were saying earlier, at the end of 2008, which was a huge bottom fish window where people did really well, you had to be almost crazy to bottom fish because the financial system was bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The $8 trillion people thought they had in the banks actually wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is a completely different situation. We do not have the nightmarish, uncertain future going forward today that we had 4 years ago. So, and yet the mentality is as if this is worse than at the end of 2008. And that's completely wrong. That's why I do think next year could actually be a fantastic year for the resource sector.
Well, I want to wrap up by saying the following, and that is, I had some, I don't want to say sleepless nights in 2008, but, you know, the market was, for me, as Kathy and I are so heavily invested in it, the market was, you know, a bit, you have to be a bit cautious to say the least, but let me tell you, we stuck to our guns. We did some serious investing in 2008 towards the end and also in 2009. And you know what? 2010 was a record year for us in terms of profitability. Ladies and gentlemen, John Kaiser. I want to strongly suggest, John, we have a banner on our website of John's newsletter, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. Check it out. Trust me, you can profit from it. That's not investment advice. That's just my opinion. Be right back.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome in, everybody. My name is Corley Fleck, and today I am joined by Al Corlin. You all know him as the founder and host of the Corlin Economics Report. Now, Al and I have been working more and more closely together, kind of bringing our thoughts together and giving you guys an idea of what we think the market's going to do moving forward and kind of how the economy is positioning itself. Now, Al, I have some questions that I want to bring up from some listeners, and I was hoping we could chat about those. First of all, I wanted to chat about a letter that you said, or actually an email that you said a listener sent us on the consensus on Wall Street is that gold was going to hang around 1800, just above 1800 range in 2013, so next year, and then in 2014, going to drop down to about the $1,700 range. What are your thoughts on that there, Al?
Well, the general consensus right now is that gold will remain strong in 2013, maybe slack off a little bit in 2014. But here's a really interesting comment here. BNP Baribas came out and they lowered their expectations for gold in 2013. But they lowered it to a price that, to me, makes all the sense in the world. You know, and therefore they were forecasting before somewhere around $1,900 an ounce, and they are now saying, the bank is now saying that in 2013 we're looking at around $1,800 and $6,500 an ounce. And then they're expecting gold prices to be in the high $1,700 per ounce range in 2014. Now, I have to tell you, I have absolutely no problem with that, and I'll tell you why. I think gold stabilizing in the 1750 to 1850 range is very, very good. I think it's very, very healthy. I think it indicates that the economy may not implode. And I have to tell you, Corey, I think that in terms of investing in the resource sector with prices like that, I think the resource sector, as John Kaiser mentioned in the previous segment, could be a very, very good place to be in 2013, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, I actually quite agreed with what John had to say on the resource market in 2013, and I also like your comment there about gold stabilizing. Silver will obviously move in parallel to that. So raising, obviously stabilizing as well, although we know that it is the more volatile metal. However, without calling for the gold hitting 2,500 and these really outrageously high numbers, it's showing that the economy, at least in the U.S. and around the world, isn't going to collapse, which I don't want the economy to collapse,
no.
Obviously. However, I do like these high gold prices because they're founded. We keep on talking a lot about this hyperinflation and everything in the U.S. costing more and more. It'd be nice if that could all kind of be under control. Even if we are paying more for goods now, it would be nice if we could at least forecast out some sort of stability, don't you think?
I do. You know, it's funny, but you and I and the guys have been talking about the general philosophy right now throughout North America, and the general philosophy certainly as expressed on our website. And a lot of people are, you know, people look for opportunities. There is a certain segment of the population, however, that basically all they want to do is complain. And in my humble opinion, complaining never got anybody any place. And, you know, we have an environment right now where the economy is in very rough shape. We have an environment right now where the resource sector is taking a real beating. But, you know, as Doug Casey said in his book Crisis Investing, that was a New York Times bestseller back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, crisis, according to the Chinese philosophy, crisis always equals opportunity. And, you know, I saw that firsthand, Corey, back in 2008, 2009, when Kathy and I just kind of held our breaths, collective breaths, and invested in some of these little companies. And 2010 turned out to be a great year for us. I think the same thing is going to happen in 2013. And again, I don't mean to repeat myself, but, you know, we're putting our collective, you know, we're putting our money where our mouths are. People really, I survival is an incredibly strong instinct, and people are going to want to survive. And whether that means, you know, purchasing and maintaining a stash, for lack of better terms, of gold and silver, or whether that translates into purchasing resource stocks because of the potential leverage available there, leverage to the price of gold and silver. You know, I think we're going to see some action, and I think that people are going to begin to take action, not necessarily because they believe that the market or that economic conditions are necessarily getting better and better, but they're starting to realize, you know, they're not really getting a hell of a lot worse. And it's certainly, whether you agree or disagree with the current administration, and I don't happen to disagree, I don't happen to agree with their philosophy, but that it doesn't matter. It's not in their best interest either for this economy to collapse. And so I think we have a number of things going in our favor, Corey. I really do.
Well, yeah, Alf, sticking on kind of the investment side of things, and I think everybody knows that we are pretty heavily invested in junior resource, besides actual physical, but the actual junior resource industry, we've seen a lot of people exiting that industry. And there's always the investing philosophy of put your money where people are scared to put theirs, because
right.
when it is an industry that has been around essentially forever, which mining and exploration has been,
mm-hmm.
then you know it's going to sustain itself. It's not like you're betting on the next Google bubble or anything
right.
like that. You're betting in an industry that has been around forever. And right now we've heard many people say that it might be a little bit saturated, but that doesn't mean that there are not good companies still out there. And we see a lot of companies come by us every day, every time we're at one of these shows, and there are good companies out there. And the fact of the matter is everybody is beat up. But when we see some sort of stability, and I like what you're saying, that the administration really does want some stability, and so does everybody, then we will see that money come flowing back into the market, and hopefully it is kind of a mirror to, or exactly what happened in right after kind of the crash in 2008, is that money comes back and these good quality companies recover.
Yeah. You know, I have to say that I'm not necessarily disagreeing with our listeners when they say that the economy is still a house of cards, the emperor still isn't wearing any clothes, and that's true. But, you know, you have to understand that this didn't start with the current administration. It didn't start with the prior administration. This trend has been going on for quite some time now. And I would like to believe that the survival instinct that is expressed by, or that I should say we witness in humanity, is alive and strong. And I think that people are going to basically say, all right, it is what it is. We don't agree with a lot of the policies, but you know what? Within the current framework, we still think that we can do this and this and this and profit. Corey, thanks for your time, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much. I will chat again soon.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition, the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, I have to tell you, I agree completely with what John Kaiser is saying, what he said in his newsletter earlier in the week, and his philosophy about what could happen in 2013 and how we have to kind of disregard an awful lot of those little companies out there that just, it's going to be really tough for them to do anything. I mean, when you really stop and think about it, less than $200,000 in working capital and really no definitive, you know, large property or whatever. Boy, I personally would not, and this is not investment advice, this is just what I would not do. I wouldn't invest in companies like that, and I think that Kaiser is spot on. Here's an example of a company that I think really falls into John's criteria of being one that could do very, very well. And that is a company that I do own shares in, and they are a sponsor on our site. I purchased the shares out of the open market, bought them somewhere down around, oh gosh, what was it, 54 cents or thereabouts. Company is called Corvus Gold. I bought the shares almost 2 years ago when I was visiting the properties in Alaska, and since then I have visited the properties in the North Bullfrog property just north of Las Vegas. But anyway, as I said, I bought the company for 54 cents an ounce. The quote, as we're recording here late in the week, is in Canada $1.69. So I'm obviously up, you know, 400% or so. Does that mean the train is going to come to a halt? No, I don't think so. And the reason I'm saying that is because these guys have $7 million in the bank and they continue to advance their properties. You know, I'll probably add to my position in 2013. Jeff, number one, you came out with a press release just this past week. I want to talk about that first.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Yeah, we came out with a revised PEA, scoping study basically on our project in Nevada. It's basically the same resource we had earlier this year. We haven't updated the resource, even though we got quite a bit of drilling, and we will be doing that next year into an expansion of this resource. But we just wanted to see the impact of a two-stage development. Basically, we want bars going out the front gate of the mine by the end of 2014. The guys came up with a great plan for that, relatively low capex, certainly something we can do as a small junior. Lots of leverage in bringing the company along to that production phase for us. We'll be starting the permitting process on that early next year, and we anticipate being in construction by the end of next year. So Corvus is going to move very quickly down the path, I think, to gold production and take as much advantage out of this great gold environment we're in as we can get. Project is a simple heap leach project, about as simple as it gets to produce gold, and certainly something within the scope of a junior company.
Well, you know, the North Bullfrog property, which is the property you're talking about right now, is located in Nevada. It is located in a state which is very, very mining friendly. The thing that I like about North Bullfrog is that you're kind of out in the sticks, but yet you're only, an hour and a half to 2 hours north of Las Vegas. It's interesting how the urban sprawl doesn't sprawl very far down there. But it's, you couldn't be in a better spot, number one. And number two, having $7 million in the bank, I mean, you're really, really positioned to do some very, very interesting things there. And I look forward to, you know, to continuing to cover that particular news flow. What's going on at the pilot plant up in Alaska?
Well, we ran our first batch through there, a test batch of about 25 tons of material from one of the vein occurrences we have on the property. And that went through the plant. We got a concentrate out of that. And, in fact, next week, my understanding is they're going to be melting the concentrated gold and silver from that and begin pouring bars from that, and we'll have an audit at that time where we'll know just how much gold and silver we got out of the system. But it looks like the head grade going into that mill facility up there is roughly on the neighborhood of about 8 ounces of gold per ton with about 20 ounces silver with that. And we're able to, you know, I'm from the initial work, it looks like we're going to be able to recover about 80% of that in the mill circuit that's set up there on the site now. So I think it's going to be a very positive test, and certainly our partner's looking forward to going forward with that project in next summer on a much larger scale.
Well, the thing that I find to be interesting about that is that is definitely, I mean, albeit a very small production situation, but it shows, I think it shows some very, very interesting intent on the part of Corvus, and I think it shows a tremendous amount of ability on the part of Corvus. I mean, it's very, very few junior companies have any production whatsoever, let alone, you know, and I forget the let alone, but they have any production whatsoever, and you guys have, albeit not a huge cash flow coming out of there, but there is what I would consider to be a meaningful cash flow coming out of there. I have a question. That's in a pretty remote part of Alaska. I mean, we flew in on a fixed-wing aircraft. You've got a substantial camp there. What's the season? I mean, you guys working year-round up there?
No, not yet. What the plan is there is to do some test mining, both underground and the surface mining they're doing now, operate the recovery plant, make sure everything works, and then once all that is in place and the resource is built up to about 500,000 ounces out there in front of the mine, make the decision to go with the year-round project. Right now, there's about a 100-day operating period there for this project at this initial stage.
You know, I've got some interesting video that I shot. It isn't exactly the highest quality, but we did put, I know that you folks produced a small video that we had on our site about a year ago, but I think it would be time to perhaps repost that on the site, because it gives people a good idea about what's going on down there. It's always, every picture tells a story, and we got a bunch of pictures here, and I think what I'll do in the meantime is a video that I shot, albeit not great quality, but it certainly shows the picture also. I'd like to put that up on the site as well. So basically, Alaska right now is kind of on a care and maintenance, and Nevada's going full steam ahead, correct?
Yeah, our focus is really the Nevada project. I mean, we're a relatively small junior. We like to do things well, and with the size of our company, we really need to be focused on a single project. And the one in Nevada certainly has some great opportunity for us. As our PEA stated, almost 800,000 of recoverable ounces in that project through a very simple heap leach process that we would use to extract the gold. This is a relatively low-cost way of getting the gold out. And as you saw when you were in Nevada, it's a great place to develop. Literally 5 miles from our site is the city of Beatty, Nevada.
Right.
We've got a population of about 1,200 people there, a lot of skilled mining guys there. And, we're in a very good position to get this thing up and going and running well in the next year or two.
Well, I'm looking forward to, as I said, covering the news flow. I have been there before, and I have a lot of optimism about that particular project. It's important to realize here that what I tried to do with Corvus is I tried to give you an example of a company that I think is going to be around for a long time. That's not investment advice. You know, I have to say that so many times, but it's not. And you all know that I'm a shareholder in that company. But, you know, as John Kaiser brought out in a couple of segments on the program, there are just a host of companies out there that really, really shouldn't even be publicly traded. You know, and he predicted that somewhere in the neighborhood of better than 500 of the TSX venture listed mining companies would, as a point of fact, would probably not be around in 6 to 12 months. And those are the kind of companies you do not want to invest in. Companies like Corvus that have a very able management team, that have significant capital in the bank, and as you heard, they've got about $7 million, and that have properties, that have some really significant assets, those are the companies you want to be really taking a look at. You want to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show, I've got my friend Gordon Holmes with me right now. Before I turn the mic over to Gordon, I want to basically stress the fact that, as everyone is aware, I am very, very much in the camp of everybody getting off of their behinds, going out and helping. Let's not be gloom and doomers. Let's not sit and complain all the time. Let's get up and let's help. Kathy and I are definitely trying to do that. You know, one of the reasons I'm seeing a lot of optimism out there is because of my guest, Gordon Holmes. Gordon is the originator of a great website out there, the Gold Report, aureport.com. It's a really good site. Gordon has expanded his daily actions, for lack of better terms, to include really going out and helping people around the world. He's a real pioneer in that area to an extent, but more importantly, in my mind, he's a real hero, and I'll tell you why I say that. We have a lot of gloom and doomers in our industry, and we have a lot of people who are very, very pessimistic, and I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of that. And I have decided that the tack that I'm going to take personally with our show is we've got to put the message out there, number one, of what the environment is really like. But number two, we also have to put the message out there that, you know, if you just sit around and feel sorry for yourself, you're going to go nowhere. You're not going to help yourself. You're not going to help your family. And you're certainly not going to help those folks around you. We have a sphere of influence that we can work with. And for, you know, it's always been the American spirit to help other people. We need to really, really do that right now in spades, for lack of better terms. I know about a month or so ago, I started pushing on this particular program our philosophy of let's get off our behinds, let's start doing something. Kathy and I got involved with the American Red Cross, as you know, during that terrible storm on the East Coast. Kathy and I are involved locally in the Boys and Girls Club. Kathy's involved in a charitable organization that basically gives scholarships to kids in the high school. We need to continue doing that. We can't just do it ourselves. Everybody else has to jump in. And Gordon has been jumping in this area for the past 5 years with his wheelchair foundation. I want him to tell you about it, and then I'd like you to learn more about that site, see if it might not be something you may want to get involved in, as Kathy and I, by the way, on the record are. Gordon, thanks so much, my friend.
Al, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be on your show today. Appreciate your listeners. Yes, when I realized that there were 100 million people around the world that had no mobility and no money, I decided I wanted to do something. I've had a personal experience in my family where I watched somebody go from being absolutely normal and, you know, being able to walk and run and work to losing their mobility, and watching not only the physical but the psychological drama, challenge, and damage that it does. You know, those people typically lose hope, lose inspiration, you know, just want to, you know, sleep all day and do right. nothing because they can't do anything. So, as Al mentioned, several years ago, I decided to get involved, and I first started writing checks to something called the Wheelchair Foundation, which a friend of mine, Ken Baring, heads up. And then I went on my first wheelchair distribution where I lifted a little boy who was sad and no expression out of a wheelbarrow and put him in a wheelchair and watched the transformation where he became a little boy again. He was excited. He could move. He could spin. I saw a smile come on his face, and it made me realize that I had just changed this little boy's life. I'd given back hope, given back, you know, his ambition to be something, to go to school, to do something. So I decided to convert my winery, Lookout Ridge, to a philanthropic endeavor. And so that every time I sell a bottle of my wine, which is not inexpensive, it's $100 a bottle, but it's made by some of the big name winemakers in California, that I would give away a wheelchair to somebody who had no money and had no mobility. So it has been a very uplifting personal experience for me to see the change in these people and how happy and grateful they are. And, you know, clearly, you know, a wheelchair costs me more than $100 at the end of the day. But to me, it's the joy of helping that person, which I think all of you can appreciate. As many of you and Al are involved in the mining sector, that too has been a passion. I was very fortunate to start buying gold and buying mining stocks back in 2001 when gold was $250 an ounce, and realized that a lot of these mining companies are involved in areas of the world where you have, one, a lot of poverty, but you also have a lot of people that have no mobility. And whether it's the government on a state, national, local basis, they cannot help them. Their families cannot help them. So these are some of the, you know, saddest people on the planet. And yet I have learned, you know, how important it is to, you know, give back to a community. I'm sure all of us have had grandmothers who told us that it was a good thing to help somebody. And if you do one good deed, you know, maybe two or three good deeds would come back to you. And I know since I've started this wheelchair program, that certainly has been the case. So I thought, well, what about a corporation, which is really people? Is there something called corporate karma? And if a corporation did something good, could that bring good karma back to that corporation? And I guess my best example is being in Guanajuato, Mexico, and getting a phone call from former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, hearing about a wheelchair distribution I was doing with two mining companies, Endeavor Silver, run by Brad Cook, and Barb Archer, who runs Great Panther. Each of them had donated 100 wheelchairs to be given away to the community. So former President Fox invited us to his house for lunch after the wheelchair distribution. And we sat around eating and drinking and talking about various things. And then at the end of the conversation, Fox looked at me and said, "So, Gordon, is Mr. Archer really the one who wrote the check for these wheelchairs?" And I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Well, then, Mr. Archer, what can I do to help you?" And, of course, Bob was, you know, stunned because he did not go there to, you know, find out what somebody could do for him, but rather, you know, frankly, to meet the, you know, former president of Mexico. So that is, you know, one small example of what I call corporate karma, and has led me to go from writing checks to donating money from my winery to now reaching out to corporations all over the planet to be socially responsible and to give back to that community, help that community, providing wheelchairs for people that are in need. And I'm proud to report that I've been blessed, and last December was in Africa for about 3 weeks in Ghana and Mali, working with Keegan Mining, African Gold, and Legend Mining,
giving away about 600 wheelchairs in those two countries. We have done distribution several in Mexico. I'm working on a project currently in Colombia involving Colombia Crest, another project in the Philippines involving St. Augustine Mining. And as I said, it's just very, very gratifying. And in the small amount of time that I've been involved in this, I have given away over 8,000 wheelchairs. And one thought I'd like to leave your audience with is something called a random act of kindness.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it, if each one of us on the planet did a random act of kindness a day, what sort of difference and trend that could be? And I'll give you an example, Al. This is kind of a funny one. I have a 20-year-old son. One day, he and I went to the supermarket. You know, I was buying groceries for his mother and groceries for him and then groceries for me. So at the checkout stand, I told the box boy, I said, okay, I'm going to pay for all three of these, but I want them in three different bags so we can, you know, go our separate ways and everybody get their stuff. And the cashier looked at me and, you know, smiled and said, well, that's awful nice. And then I looked and I saw that there was a woman in line behind me who, you know, was kind of carefully counting her money and looking at what she was buying. And, you know, she wasn't buying that much. And so I turned to her and I smiled and then I looked at the cashier and I said, tell you what, let's make it four. I'm going to buy this lady's groceries today. And the lady looked at me and said, you don't have to do that. I said, I know I don't have to do that, but I'd like to do that for you today. Anyway, of course, my son was a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
He said, Dad, you are just so random. And I said, Harry, that's what it's all about. That woman didn't ask me thought when I was in line, but it just occurred to me. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do a little nice thing. And, you know, what it cost me, you know, 15, 20 bucks to buy her groceries, it was no big deal. But I know I put a smile on her face.
And that's what we need to do on this program. That's what everybody needs to do. We need to take that example, and we need to get out there and do something. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.